cetera. Like, if you had stationery and things like that, would you just carry that along with you?
Yeah, it went somewhere, and it's, and you never had a very big supply, because it was always, you went to the PX and you'd get a tablet for a nickel or something like that.
Okay.
Cigarettes were a nickel a pack.
What kind of cigarettes?
Lucky Strikes and Camels and Philip Morris were the most popular.
Okay.
At one time, they couldn't get rid of Herbert Turretins, mm-hmm. and we were forced to. They wouldn't sell us any Camels or Lucky Strikes until they got rid of part of their supply of Herbert Turretins at Great Lakes.
Oh. And now, get rid of what? I'm not catching that.
Get rid of their supply. Nobody was buying them Herbert Turretins. They were a long cigarette with a filler on them.
Okay.
And guys didn't want them. They wanted a Camel and Lucky Strike.
Hmm.
I remember one time I went to Liberty and Great Lakes. I went clear out and I had met a boy that lived in Cicero. Mm-hmm. And so went to his house. And anyway, I went there one time. He got shipped off before I did somewhere. And I went out to see his folks. And his dad was walking me back to where I catch the elevated train back to the base. I flipped out my cigarettes and I dropped about three of them on them. And he picked them up right quick. And I happened to have a couple extra packs in my coat pocket. And I said, "What's the problem?" He said, "We can't buy them damn things here." And I just reached in my pocket and gave him them two packs. And he said, "How much?" And I said, "You can have them."
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Your wife fixed me a nice home cooked meal."
So the cigarettes that were manufactured then went to the servicemen rather than the other people?
Yeah, they were rising just like sugar and coffee.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You sure you remember your dad and mom talking about that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I remember those ration books.
Yeah.
With the stamps.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Going to ask you something else. What was it? Well, I've forgotten. Any other stories that you think are significant or important?
No, not so much about my servant. No.
Okay. Okay, and then when you came back after the war, you started to farm?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's go back to, you were born in 1925. We've talked about the Dust Bowl and the Dirty 30s. During that Dust Bowl and the Dirty 30s, did your family ever act like they were discouraged or fearful?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And would they talk about it?
one thing as I look back on my mother and dad's life, we lived up there, Henry Timken, Mills, and W.D. Brady were the neighbors and stuff like that. But people visited back in that day. Now that nobody has time to visit, they didn't, maybe just sit around and talk and come over for a couple hours in the afternoon and sit around and visit.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
People don't have time.
Well, they don't take the time, I guess.
Well, let's look at our school system. How much time do our kids have?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, if you had a kid living on a farm now, he wouldn't be in athletics.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I went to school, athletics was over with when that bus left at 4:15.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What other changes have you observed in living or society?
Biggest change I see, lady, is the quality of farm equipment.
Oh.
Machinery.
Okay.
I started out on an old International tractor with steel wheels.
Mm-hmm.
When I was 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And pulled an 8-foot one-way or a 3-row lister.
Yeah.
Pulled an old combine, and when you had to go round and round, you couldn't go back and forth and stay out of the wind. When you went, the wind was in the south 20 miles an hour, when the tractor driver ate all that straw and everything that come out of the combine.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the biggest change in tractors and stuff was in the late 60s, early 70s when he put air conditioning and everything in these tractors and combines mm-hmm. and heaters.
Yeah, and cabs, I guess.
Cabs.
What changes have you seen in the method or the way of farming? Because certainly out here, irrigation came in.
Irrigation changed, you know, it... Is the correct word, renovate?
What?
Correct word would be to renovate?
Yes.
Renovated the sand hills?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Because in the 30s, you couldn't even get any buy these sand hills for $10 an acre.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And I remember one time right across the road from our house, my dad bought land out here in 1929. And that was a boom time, and he gave too much money for it.
Mm-hmm.
And fought that, and finally got it all paid for in 1948.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember a half section right across the road come up for sale for $10 an acre, and I was only 19 years old, and I said, Dad, let's go buy that half section. Oh, son, we'll never pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the wheat crop off of that made 27 bushel, and I think they got 80 cents a bushel for it or something like that. And the fourth of rent would have almost paid for that land.
Yeah.
But my dad, after his experience, was so conservative and probably made me, because mm-hmm. I have never expanded like I, mm-hmm. like I guess I never plunged.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now I was born in 1940, so I grew up in the 50s.
Yeah.
And south of Ingalls, there are those sand hills.
Yeah.
And during the 50s, they were still sand hills. The sand.
Yeah. Hills. And. '50s with a drought, mm-hmm. 7 years of drought.
Mm-hmm.
Could have cut a whale of a milo crop and wheat crop, and cut a whale of milo crop in '51, mm-hmm. and cut a whale of wheat crop in '52, and didn't cut another one until 1958.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now, are you retired from farming?
I'll never retire.
Okay. Okay.
I have a immaculate degeneration.
Okay.
And that equipment sitting right there,
mm-hmm.
that's $2,000.
Okay.
And then I got a set of glasses over there that's got a mouse on. I turned my computer on, and I put that mouse up there to make sure that I put, I built my own bookkeeping system in Lotus.
Mm-hmm.
And I do all that yet.
Oh, my. So how'd you learn all that computer stuff?
Bought the first computer off of Galen Buller.
Mm-hmm.
And, was lost with it.
Mm-hmm.
Went to Denver to see my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
That book right there.
Oh my gosh, the ABCs of. Well, no wonder you are mechanically, technologically inclined.
Yeah.
If you can figure all that out.
But when I saw that book in the bookstore in Denver, my wife and I bought that, and I come home and after I got started, we had a little office over in the other house.
Mm-hmm.
I got so fascinated with building a spreadsheet and everything that I expect I stayed up. Of course, it didn't do much in the winter, and I stayed up till 2 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
and took every step in there that it said to do, so all my bookkeeping system is set up, and I've done it out of that, with that book.
For several years?
Huh?
For several years?
Well, I've got the same program in there, you know, and,
mm-hmm.
So I haven't changed much. Mm-hmm. If I get in problem, well, I can look it up in that book. And.
Okay.
And.
Well, I think that's unusual for someone to teach themselves on the computer.
Yeah.
You know? So you'll never retire.
I still go out. I'm on a restricted driver's license. I still go out, and I love to run the tractor.
Mm-hmm.
My son, I don't know, Gavin, maybe he'll go out there and set a field off for me and help me get the equipment set right. And then
mm-hmm.
all during harvest and stuff, well, I still drive the tractor and a grain cart. And,
okay.
I've watched too many people retire and sit in this damn chair,
mm-hmm.
and go to pot in 2-3 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think the only way, you got to stay busy.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like you do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you use the internet?
No.
No. Okay.
No, I see. It'd be too hard to.
Okay.
To follow.
Okay. Okay. So how did you find out about this equipment?
See how that magnifies.
Oh my gosh. That's wonderful. And then you can read it?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys like Sparky Hepper and come here, you know, and they for me insurance stuff, and I'll write them a check. How in the heck do you, you sit here, you're looking at that screen and you're writing your check over here.
Okay. Well, what a wonderful piece of technology. Yeah.
Found that out through a low vision clinic over at Garden City, one gal over there.
Okay.
And that's where I found these at too. I call these my ET glasses.
Oh. What do they do?
Well, put them on. I'll show you here in a minute. I can get it turned on.
Oh my gosh.
Now put this down there and,
okay.
And read.
Oh. Well, that's amazing. Well, then you can read. You can read and do almost everything.
Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful. I've never seen.
I'm too damn stubborn to quit.
That's good. That's good. Okay, let's see. Is there anything else that you have another story about anything that you want to?
Yeah, they're real dirty.
Okay. Well, we don't want dirty stories.
No.
And you said that you're 80 years old.
Be 81 in January.
Okay. And and you still smoke. You've smoked your entire life.
Yep.
No plans to stop.
Gonna have them put a carton in my casket.
Okay. All right, that sounds good.